This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. A school custodian is accused of leaving a loaded handgun at the Career and Technical Education Academy in Sioux Falls and then lying about it. Authorities say 25-year-old Joseph Kroll is charged with possession of a firearm in a school and false reporting to law enforcement. The Argus Leader reports it wasn't immediately clear if Kroll has an attorney. A home telephone listing was not found. Police Captain Blaine Larson says Kroll reported to school officials Friday that he had found a small caliber handgun in a bathroom. Larson did not discuss a possible motive. He says authorities don't believe there was ever a threat to anyone at the school. The incident led to heightened security today at city schools. Sioux Falls School Superintendent Brian Maher says no immediate decision was made on Kroll's future. Central and northern South Dakota went through another round of severe storms yesterday. Travis Tarver with the National Weather Service in Aberdeen says there were no tornadoes or heavy rains in the region, but he says some very large hail fell during the storms.
Well, the largest that we had reported here at the office was a 4-inch diameter hail in Blount there in Hughes County. And, you know, we had some siding and window damage on some homes and some car damage as well. But quite a few reports of, pretty large hail, golf ball or larger. Had a couple reports of some 2-inch hail 6 miles west of Blount, ping pong to golf ball size hail, up in the Gray Goose, wreck area. Had some reports of that as well 4 miles north of Canning.
Tarver says there is a chance for some strong activity in the southern part of the state today. He says hail is possible in some of today's storms. Tarver says after this afternoon, another round of heavy weather could reach South Dakota by the end of the week. And right on cue, a severe thunderstorm warning has been extended for southeastern Union County until 3:30 Central Time. That coming from the National Weather Service.